You are listening to the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. I'm your host, Fabiola Giordani. If you're here, you're ready to learn how to leverage your expertise to build wealth and create more freedom. On this show, you can expect practical mindset advice, actionable marketing tips and strategies to build a business that brings in more profit, more ease, and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to another episode of the Hustle Fearlessly podcast. My name is Fabiola Giordani, and today I have something super juicy for you. Today kicks off my six-figure launch playbook series where I'm going to help you demystify the six-figure launch. So whether you are launching for the first time or the fifth time, if you haven't hit that benchmark in your business and with your launches, this is a series for you. So subscribe already, okay? So today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the three different types of group offers that you can choose from to put out into the world. So if you want to package your work into a group offer, these are the top three ones that I recommend. And they are profitable. They help you impact your clients' lives and get people results. So let's dive in. Before I actually go into those three, I want to actually share a quick story with you because I want to set the scene for you. Okay. Picture it, Sicily, 1985. Just kidding. been watching a lot of Golden Girls. Don't judge me. So I wanted to share this with you. The story is important because I want to, like, you know, help you reframe your mindset when it comes to packaging your expertise into a group offer. Because I always hear people say, I don't want to do a group coaching program. It sounds like a lot of work. It sounds like this, right? And they don't put the effort into doing it. And I want to share with you why you need to do it. So, I didn't know the importance of what I was doing by packaging my expertise into courses and programs until a few years later. So remember, I told you guys about my first ever launch, my first profitable launch being 23K in 15 days. Since that launch, I've had like multiple five-figure launches and six-figure launches in my business, and everything was going great, right? And things are great now, but I wanted to share with you what happened. So I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, my second child, and although I was excited, I was terrified because a year before that, that year prior to, I had three miscarriages back to back, and it was the most horrific experience of my life. I got the support, the love, and the help that I needed to get over that hump, thankfully. But when I found out I was pregnant, I was like, oh no, I'm going to hide because I don't want people to know that I'm pregnant. And I was that girl who was super active, super like in front of the camera, live streams, videos, webinars. It was like, that was me. Right. And so I went to my shell, but then my body was like, listen, it doesn't even matter if you don't want to show up. You can't show up because you won't be able to talk. I got so sick. I was placed on bed rest because I was high risk. So essentially my business slowed down because of it, but I didn't stop. My business didn't stop. I didn't stop making money. You want to know why? Because I had courses and programs on the back end running through funnels and being sold through funnels as well. Okay. And so I was still able to make money in my business while I wasn't feeling well. The only work that I can do one-on-one was finish up my one-on-one clients at the time. I couldn't take on any new ones. I couldn't do discovery calls at the time. And that was all I can do is just sell my work through my courses. All right. And that summer though, I was like, you know what? I'm going to launch one of my programs. I didn't do any webinars. I didn't do any live streams and all the normal things that I do for launches. I was able to launch one of my programs and make 40K from bed. So the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because at that time, before that, I didn't realize what I was doing in my business and I was actually building an asset, okay? So courses and group programs became an asset in my business. So while you might be thinking, oh, it sounds like a lot of work, I don't even bother doing that, you're doing your business and yourself a disservice. You're leaving money on the table because you should have a group offer in your business because it's going to help you scale your business. It's going to help you make more money. It's going to help you reach more people, impact more people, and create more transformations in the world. And you hear this often, but most people ignore it because they feel like, oh, I don't want to do this work. So one of the reasons why I want to do this series is because I want to help you get over that hump. I want you to just remember that, and this is not just a, you know, what I used to tell my doctor, like, I felt like every time I went to the doctor, it was like an episode of Scare Straight. But anyways, I'm not trying to do that to you. This is not an episode of Scare Straight. The reason why I want to share that with you is even you, if you never have an experience like I had and everything is going great, just think about the freedom you'll be able to have. Think about the ability of the work, like how you're going to be able to reach more people. That's the beauty of the work that you're doing. And that's why you should package your expertise into a group offer. Okay. So I wanted to share that, put that to bed, because what I want you to just look at and frame your, reframe your mind when you look at courses, programs, and things like that, and look at it as an asset and not just another thing that you were doing in your business. Although I was getting my clients' transformations, I was making money, I didn't realize the value of what I was doing until I actually was in a position where I was like, oh my gosh, I need this. So like I always tell people, courses built my business and group programs built my business. I was able to grow it. It also saved my business. All right. So here are the three types of group offers that I think you should be considering when you're packaging your expertise. All right, so the first one is a course. So you can choose to package expertise into a digital course. And it could be delivered in so many ways. There is the entry point course where you are, it could be an entry point to working with you and it can just be a taste of your methodology. And then there is a signature course, which is where you're showing your entire framework. And that's really, the most common courses that people create. And that's actually the best one. It's a premium course, things like that. That's the one that I love to encourage my clients to do. The second one is a high-end group program. So a high-end group program can be a mastermind, it could be an accelerator, but it's basically where they're doing intense work with you. And so is a course, but a course can also be self-paced. It doesn't have to have coaching. But you're getting the teachable information, but you're also getting that group coaching aspect into it. And what I want to share with you can be anywhere from like $1,000 for the premium side all the way to $2,500. And then for the high-end size from like $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, and so forth. Okay. So those that's number two. And number three is a membership. So you can package your expertise into a membership and it can be scalable and it doesn't have to be overwhelming. And you don't have to be a content factory. There's different ways to structure it. I just want to put that out there because I have clients who their memberships are their main bread and butter and that's how they share their expertise. And what they do is they usually have a core course associated with it. And then every month they do some type of a theme or a different lesson or something that they strive to go towards. Okay. So those are the three that I recommend in terms of group offerings. Now, how do you make that choice and that decision on which one is best for you? Good question. Here's some things you want to consider. The first one is what fulfills you and lights you up, right? What are you excited about when it comes to the work that you do? You want to get clarity around that. One of my clients, she is a badass at sales. She eats sales for breakfast. Like she loves that work and it excites her and it gets her, it makes her happy. Right. But when she started her business, when she went off on her own, cause she actually worked in corporate America where she made companies millions of dollars. When she went off on her own, she went off and started her business coaching, practice, which was fine. She was getting clients, but when it came to her course, it wasn't really niche down. It was like a general course and it did okay. But what really helped is when we repackaged the program to really focus on something that really excites her, that she's really good at. She delivers it very well and she gets people results in. That was sales. And guess what? She had her first six-figure launch with that particular new repackaged program because it was focused on something that excites her and that she's energetically happy to deliver. I always find that people try to just throw something together and it's like, they're not really excited to do it. It's not really in their zone of genius and it kind of like, ugh, right? And so they put it out there and they're not getting the results they want or they expected because it's not something they're excited about, okay? So what fulfills you? What do you find like that is going to be valuable for the marketplace? The second one is that you want to consider is your framework. So if someone were to, if you weren't here to deliver it and they had to watch every step of the way via video, what is that framework, that step-by-step framework they would need to take to get the end results that you're delivering in this particular program, right? Because maybe your framework is not suited for a membership because the way it's going is step-by-step, right? The things that you'd have to provide to your clients in order for them to get to results may not be delivered in a membership if that's the case, right? Or if it is, there might be some core pre-work that would need to be infused into it. So there's so many different things to think about, but that's an important question to really think about. The next question is, how do you want to deliver this? Not just delivery in terms of which type of offer to choose, but what is the easiest way for you to show up and deliver this, and also for your clients to be able to get the results? So an example of this is my program, Launch and Slay. I love that program because of so many reasons, right? As you can tell, my passion for, scalable offers, but also my main focus is to help women build wealth and show up powerfully and sell their work. There's so many talented women out there who aren't making the money that they want because they are afraid to show up and sell. They're not really, they have these incredible packages, but it's taking up a lot of time to deliver it. And so I wanted to, take away that barrier to making more money in your business. And the best way to do that is to take your incredible knowledge and package it into a way that you can deliver it easier to your clients, right? I've had done-for-you clients who offer done-for-you work, package their offers into a high-end program, a done-with-you program, and get clients even better results, right? So you might think, oh, this is the only way people are going to be able to work with me and get incredible results. I could only deliver it via one-on-one or done-for-you. The answer is, if it's done correctly and you choose a right a group offer, you're able to help them get incredible results. So that being said, with Launch and Slay though, what I do is I don't just give the course piece, right? The education, the teaching part in the videos. I don't just do the coaching part where we're doing hot seats and I'm coaching them. I also do the hands-on piece where I am reviewing your slides, your copy, your sales page, your Facebook ads. So I'm in your business. I'm actually, I guess, activating myself as your launch strategist, right? Which I am, but I'm also the coach. But I am really looking at it, and it's scalable for me. I love doing it, number one, so it's not overwhelming for me. And also it's scalable, so even if I didn't do it, I can also have a team member do it. And in the future, if I don't want to offer all of that hands-on, there are different ways for me to scale it that's still going to provide clients a hands-on experience where it doesn't overwhelm my business. And so that's really important to consider. The way you want to deliver it needs to also be scalable, and that's important. So it's also based on, like I said, if your framework, once you have clarity around that, you need to get clarity around the delivery process. And of course, which one of these aligns with your lifestyle? I can't tell you enough how many people consider their lifestyle piece, the lifestyle piece of their business last. Here's the important thing that you want to remember. You are a human being with a life. And you can't be, one of the reasons why you're probably considering doing a course or a group program or a membership is because you want to have that life back. You want to be able to not just make money and say, look at me, I'm making six figures, but then you're not really enjoying that time, right? We only have one life to live, and it's important for us to enjoy our life. And so what I want to share with you is that when you are considering a group offering, you have to really consider which one is going to help me be able to get back to enjoying my life, right? It needs to be scalable. It needs to be easy to deliver. It needs to be in alignment with your framework, and you have to think about your life. So I like playing blocks with my toddler. I like spending time with my kids. Fridays are movie nights. I don't work every day of the week. So these are some of the things I thought about when I was packaging my program. And I wanted something that was going to be able to not just give high quality support and value and support for my clients, but also that's going to give me a better quality of life, right? I want to be able to make money, serve my clients, but also have my own freaking life, all right? So that's the things that you want to consider when you are deciding on which group offer works best for you and your business. I am not going to be the one to tell you that you should only do courses, you should only do this, and you should only do that. You have to choose what works best for you. As long as you're packaging your expertise into a scalable offer, that is all that I care about. As long as you're not being chained to your laptop 24/7 because you have to work on 1,000 one-on-one projects, that's really what I care about. I want you to be able to build wealth and also have more freedom, period. So with that being said, I want you to hop on over on Instagram and find me at fabiola.giordani and let me know which one of these are you excited about putting together and delivering into the world. I'm excited to learn more. And I cannot wait to see you on our next episode as we continue our six-figure launch playbook series and helping you demystify the six-figure launch. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you next time. Bye, gorgeous. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you are ready for a simple and proven process to launch and fill your premium offers, then I want to invite you to apply for VIP coaching with me, where we're going to work together on selling out your offers so that you can create more freedom in your business. Go to the link in the show notes and learn more and apply. I'll see you there. Bye, gorgeous.